Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks with the Vibrant Living Network. Wonderful to be with you today. And so much has happened. I want to say that this segment is it's called Vibrant Dogs. And we have Dog Mystic, an educator who speaks to the soul of the dogs and helps them share their medicine. Their medicine with their humans. There's medicine in dogs, profound medicine. Jana Carafa is a world-class mime. She deals with revealing and helping people get in touch with the invisible, the messages, the wonder of the invisible, and become free of the habituated known. The habituated known is so around us. We get used to it, but it's not really us. Right? We get so used to that habituated. I want to acknowledge, I came out of a ceremony. I've done a show years ago called How Sacred Medicine Could Save Your Life, How Sacred Medicine. And I did a ceremony with Dr. Gail Randall. We're opening up the L.A. market, by the way. Vibrant Living has come to L.A., and it's really 100% of my relationship with Dr. Gail Randall. I just want to share a couple of tidbits, Sherry and Janet, about what happened in my ceremony. I call it a ceremony because we all need to be in ceremony. We all need to realize our life has so many medicines and wonders, including dogs. And when we receive it, it re-educates our minds and our nervous system. I don't feel like I do anything by accident. I called Dr. Gail Randall about a week ago. She's in L.A. She's probably one of the pioneers in the field of integrative medicine on so many levels. So many levels. You know, energetic, physical. So I called her up. Her office called me back. They say, Dr. Randall's on the phone. And I came to the phone, and I immediately felt this. Let's put it this way. I immediately felt a remarkable depth of connection. Like I knew her my whole life. And then if there's other lifetimes, I'm going to say the other lifetimes. And I immediately said to her, I said, you know, I was very close with Dr. Bowery Hunt. Bowery Hunt was one of my you know, mentors at UCLA, and that's where Gail went. I want to give you guys the essence. I went through a health scare. I did a 3-hour session with Gail. I knew we're gonna do the show. Here's what I want to share with you. If you're going through a health scare or a crisis, be open to learning something and discovering something you never had before. Be willing to ask in a way and consider asking in a way you never had before. During the session with Gail, which you're going to go over, she'll be on the show the 27th, she really educated me and opened my heart to, like, basically covering things. When you're covered, when your back's covered and your nervous system covered, you live and breathe in a whole different way. I send my deepest love this morning to Gail Randall and Tony and Janet Montgomery at the center. And I'm so excited about our upcoming show on sacred medicine and spiritual immunity, all the things we don't learn about who we really are and how that changes our chemistry and our biochemistry. Now, vibrant dogs. I want to tell a quick dog story, Sherry and Janet, because I didn't tell this one, and I think a lot of people wonder about this. Because I have a lot of dog prejudice when I talk to people. Some people say, you know, I would never get around a pit bull, ever. Or I would never be alone in a room with a Doberman, right? They have these beliefs. So I used to go see this pit bull, and I just thought about it. I just realized Diamond was one of the pit bulls I would go to visit, and he would be in the front yard of this body shop. And I just love this dog. I had such good feelings about this dog. Now, you know how I said there's two sides of the system? There's two sides of your nervous system. There's the what they call the parasympathetic and the sympathetic. Now, most of us walk around in an emergency state. We're oversympathetic. We're all just fearful. So when I was around Diamond, I felt this. I felt more relaxed. Now, there was another pit bull. And this is about prejudice. Now, the other pit bull, I would never let myself get around the other pit bull. Right. And I knew the owner of the shop, but I never would walk in his office when the other pit bull was there. And a couple of years ago, he says to me, you know, Glenn, he goes, you know how you never went in that shop? And he goes, that dog ended up biting people. And he goes, you were right. So, Sherry, being a dog mystic, I want to repeat your mission because I love and deeply treasure your mission and getting it out to hundreds of thousands of people. So your mission is to help people allow their dogs to stay in their home forever. Because a lot of people are giving their dogs up because they're misreading what's going on. They're in some way suppressing. They're doing a lot of things that are getting in the way of the dog and then punishing the dog for being the dog. So I want to welcome you. I love our series on vibrant dogs, and I love your mission. I know part of your mission is also to educate children, teenagers, to be able to be smart, poor, vibrant dog educators, to transform their families. And by the way, that happened in my family. Unexpectedly, I bring home the Rottweiler, Ben, who was prescribed to me by this very unusual psychiatrist who told me Rottweilers heal people at levels they'll never understand. He calls me up one day and says, Boober's a Jewish Hasidic mystic. He called me Boober. He says, come up and get this Rottweiler. And I did. And the first thing when I came home with the Rottweiler, my daughter locked her door and said, I'm not coming out. She didn't come out. Now, kind of in your honor, before I even met you, you see, Cheryl, we already had a connection. My daughter, I had some videos downstairs with this guy from England, and she studied the dog videos and basically started to train Ben. And she came out of a room, and I looked at Ben's collar, and it had a rose on it and flowers. And so she owned Ben. She became part of the family with Ben. So your idea, helping children connect the dogs. Who could train the dog anymore? Everybody's doing all these things, right? So I want to deeply welcome you, tell you how much I deeply appreciate you. And I want you to say a few words from the dog mystic and what you feel, you know, anything you want to bounce off that I said today. I'm just settling down. That session yesterday really blew it burned off my socks. It was very powerful.
Well, I can see that. I can see that. You got plenty of energy there today. So, hello, everybody. Welcome. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. And I mean, my goal and my mission is just to first keep dogs in their forever home and to try and just rehabilitate as many dogs as possible to help them find their forever home. And happy dogs equal happy owners. So that's the beautiful thing there, you know?
Yeah. You know, I think how we listed the show today and our write-up was bringing dog medicine into your home. And what I meant by that is that, so, you know, I said there's two sides of the dog. I want to get your comment about this. So a lot of people want to put down a dog when it's on the side of it's, you know, it's has too much energy, it's explosive, it's growling. So you help that kind of dog find the other side. So the other side is the dog that carries the medicine, the dog that's kind of in tune, the dog that is relaxed. You know, I first kind of came across this, Sherry and Janet, when I met this guy who wrote a book called Crazy People, Crazy Dogs. And I would be around people and I would see them like throwing their psychic crap at the dog. And I thought, how could they do that? That should be illegal. Because they would like say these horrible things to the dogs, or they would be unconscious. And so the dog got the bad reputation, but really it was the human. So will you share with us I mean, every day people must run it. I don't know, share with us something you think would be useful to people. And what we're going to start doing is have a call-in section as well, so people could ask you. So share with us a story. Tell us, I asked you this morning about a story. Tell us a story, because you spend the whole day with dogs. So what was the dog medicine lesson you had recently?
So, the main thing is it's not the breed. It's not the specific breed the breed of the dog is what makes them aggressive, or like, you know, they're dangerous dogs. And, you know, I don't want to specifically focus on the pit bulls, because it could be pit bulls, Rottweilers, Dobermans. I mean, you know, there's 10 highly aggressive dogs. But I mean, there's certain characteristics of every single dog that are the same, but every single dog is different. Every dog has their own personality, just like every person has their own personality. And, you know, Glenn and I were speaking this morning about it, that, you know, dogs are very social animals, and they come from the wolf family, so they're in the pack mentality. So because they don't have, if there's one dog, because they only have their family, they see their family as the pack, you know, as their pack, as their family. So when the dog is being left outside with no socializing, not allowed to play and be a dog, you know, of course there's frustration and aggression that builds up, because they're stuck in a backyard with no socializing, with no playing, and you got these dogs that are walking past the fence. And even if it's a wooden fence, there's small dogs, especially, they're like, you know, the little yappy dogs that are barking at the fence and kind of antagonizing them, saying, "Ha ha, you're there," and I got a Napoleon complex, so I'm just gonna, like, you know, just bark at you. So with all that frustration, then if the dog either jumps over the fence or breaks a hole or chews through the fence, then it's not the dog's fault. It's the human's fault. So, you know, it's not always the dog. It's just, you just have to socialize your dog at an early age. Bring them around as many animals and people and children and other noises. Desensitize the dogs so they become a beautiful part of society and a beautiful part of the family. So, it's
you know,
it's not the dog.
So it's not the dog's fault. It's not the dog's fault. That's funny, Janet.
I was gonna just comment real quick, because I really appreciate your message, because I find a lot of dogs end up in the shelter system as considered unadoptable. And I don't like to think of any dog as unadoptable, you know, because of exactly what you said. You know, I took in a case of this, and I don't know if you said the word Hannah when you were talking about a fence. Did you use that dog's name?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you had said something about Hannah, because that's actually the dog that I have in my home today. And Hannah was a dog. All the other little dogs in her home were allowed, and she's a lab pit mix, but she was only in the kitchen for 7 years, only allowed to be in the kitchen, not walk, not anything. And finally, these people reached out, realizing that it was not much of a life. So it's an interesting dynamic. So I'm just curious, you know, if you could share with the listeners, like, when you do have a situation like that, what do you find are the best ways to introduce the dog to your pack or your family, if there's only one dog in the home or no dogs in the home, so that there's an easy transition for both parties?
Well, I mean, it's more or less, each situation is different because, you know, each dog is different. I mean, sometimes when a dog has not been socialized or desensitized and they only know their kitchen or their backyard, then they're afraid of everything. So you have to, you know, you have to take it slowly and you have to just like, I mean, you know, sometimes in certain situations, I have this one program, it's a boot camp where the dog stays at the facility for 2 weeks. And that's great because it takes the dog out of their environment that they were in and puts them in a facility setting where they're around a lot of dogs that are barking and there's handlers that are in the yards together. So, I mean, like, you know, I've had many, many, many dogs that are petrified and, you know, it could take 5 days, it could take 7 days for them to fully calm down and like warm up. But after most of the time it's like 7 days. So I mean, like, you know, it could be less, but mm-hmm. after those 7 days, they are just learning to be a dog. It's a beautiful, beautiful process because, mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, I've had dogs that are literally like hiding under the chairs and just so afraid mm-hmm. of like all this noise. But when you're actually like putting them into a situation where all the other dogs are coming up to him and like, hey, it's okay, don't worry. You know, eventually they open up, you know, and it's such a beautiful, beautiful process just to see them come alive and come and just calm down and start playing with, you know, start playing with toys. And especially, I mean, you know, it's so sad because in these situations where they're either like backyard dogs or in a kitchen, they don't play with toys. They don't know how to be a dog. They don't know how to play. So I mean, like, you know, to see them actually like pick up toy and they're like, ooh, or like, you know, just get in that, the dog zoomies, and they're running around and like, wow, this is great. Like, you could just see that their excitement and their fear is subsiding day by day. So it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It mm-hmm. is. I know that's exactly what, you know, Glenn was talking about, that medicine, you know.
Dog medicine, bringing home dog medicine. I'm curious what Jana Karoff has to say, the hidden mind.
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue. Hidden mind. The hidden mind will reveal the hiddenness. Eli Precious, enjoy it. Live from Kauai. This is our new Vibrant Living Marketplace with Janet. They're hosting from live from Kauai. Stay with us. I'm Glenn Brooks. I appreciate you deeply.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Conflict comes in many forms and often triggers a fight-or-flight response. Some of us gravitate toward conflict, while many will stop at little to nothing to avoid it. Unfortunately, what we resist will persist, which often forces us to face our fear and deal with it head on. Join me during my show, Conflict Rising, as I discuss the important role of conflict with leaders who have moved through it successfully. Tune in Thursdays at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember, it's always darkest before the dawn.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network, our Vibrant Dog segment. We're talking about bringing home the medicine of that dog and letting that wonder reveal itself. Sherry Marquez, who's the founder of Smart Dogs, Smart Paws and Dogs. I included the whole body in that, Sherry. I thought it was appropriate to include the whole dog and the wonder of what you're up to. Lisa LaRose, not just my producer, but gosh, she has like 14, 15 dogs around almost always, and she knows the dogs and walks them and part of her family. And she's the wonder of the dog medicine woman in Pittsburgh. And Janet Carafa, live from Kauai. We're going to be going to Kauai and doing retreats. And Janet has family and she's worth traveling for. So as you're listening to the conversation, Janet, about dog medicine, you know, it's really funny. I always connect, aloha to you. I always think about actually the work of what you do and how being somewhat invisible and engaging people in the visible is something that the dogs do regularly. I always see this connection. The dogs are really mimes, yes. Basically.
Yes. Yes. And listening to all of your sharing, here we are, the Vibrant Living Network, and that's what we're all, you know, what I am interested in sharing and being is vibrant living, just as Glenn and Sherry and Lisa. So everything is very connected from what I've heard today. And but with Sherry talking about 7 days with the dogs, it's a retreat for the dogs. And they learn to play, and they so it's very interesting. And that's what we are offering. I am opening up, light up your vibrancy, basically, is the mission, to come to Kauai, which is a sacred spot. Every spot, just like every moment, what Glenn was talking about with being in ceremony and living in ceremony is creating every moment of your life a sacred space, a sacred moment, and just expressing and being in the vibrancy from that rather than being constantly in the thought mode of trying, stepping out of that and allowing what comes through, because we're all embraced, you know, to refine the play like that. Even the dogs have to do. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
So
I like
that.
A dog retreat.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's what that is. That's what you were just expressing, what was happening. They all get to go and play, and then, you know, they refine that. Well, that's a retreat here, which we're setting up here on Kauai at Hot Yoga Princeville.
Could you make a video? Could you make a video we could post on our site so we could show people with you? Would you do that? I would love that. I'm going to be there soon.
Absolutely.
Now that I have I have Gail on my team. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm very excited about it. I love what you're offering.
Yes. Well, being a mime, the mime, which people may not know, they see mimes or know it from the past or whatever, but mime, the art of mime, touches the invisible. And how does it do that? You awaken your sensory awareness of the physical body, which is motion, the mental body, the spiritual body, the emotional body, the mental, the relational, where you're sharing with the audience and sharing with other performers, and the spatial, so where you are in space and touching space. So this is actually reinventing and immersing and going deeper into our sensibilities, our intuition, our connection ability. So it's a sensitizing and an awakening of different, opening your mind, opening your creative mind. And so that combined, which I find is yoga. So I have a yoga studio here. We have the hot yoga. We also have warm yoga. It doesn't have to be hot. But I find that the hot yoga goes immediately to flush and change. That's why it's a little bit stronger. It's deeper. It's really stepping into change every day, you know, when you're doing it. But anyway, I offer if you come to create, light up your vibrancy, you'll energize, rejuvenate, and revitalize. So also has to do with what we eat when we're here. Will be beautiful, natural, fresh island food with the vibrant food as well, for smoothies and things like that. And then,
you know,
we want to
Jen, give out the website again. I want to comment on something that you said, that you commented on something Sherry said that was actually pretty profound. So go on, give it the contact, and I want to pick up on your comment, what Sherry said, that is
okay.
So profound.
What I
go ahead.
I want to give the email, so anybody
okay.
who's interested or has a question or just has a
yeah.
comment or anything wants
yeah.
to connect with me on Kauai, contact@hotyogaprinceville, which is PRINCEVILLE.com. So, and the website is hotyogaprinceville.com. You can take a look at the retreat section. But contact me, because not everything's up there.
Okay.
So go ahead, Glenn.
Oh, well, thank you, Jen. Love that. I'm so inspired to be coming to Kauai, have our vibrant Kauai team. So, okay, so this is really interesting. So, Sherry, you said something that triggered me for a couple of things. One is, you said this beautiful thing that the dogs remind the other dogs they could come out and play. So when I was saying earlier, there's two sides of the nervous system. So one side is that fearful side, you know, the emergency. So it's fascinating when you said that. So the dogs get sensitized. They get sensitized to fear, kind of like basically they develop some kind of anxiety disorder, which is when the nervous system gets kind of spooked. And the funny thing is, what they also offer people is the medicine they offer is that for people to get more relaxed and aware and breathful. And because, you know, your dog's teaching your body, right? It's teaching your body how to lower its blood pressure, have less cortisol. And so the medicine of the dog is so beautiful. And so what Sherry's doing, she's sort of reminding the dog, if you will, of the medicine they hold by providing an environment retreat. So I love it to be, Sherry, that anyone from around the world, I think globally, could come for these 7 days. And you could, so what I was thinking was, as you do this with the dogs, you could also be educating the owners so they don't get in the way of this beautiful process. So right now, if you're listening and you have a dog that, you know, you feel you have to give up or put to sleep or so I think it's a beautiful thing. I love what you're doing, Sherry, in terms of the dog, but I think, well, the humans, how could they be in this process so that they reinforce? Like you said, the other dogs reinforce, it's safe to come out and play. We should do that with each other's humans, knock each other's floor and say, it's safe to come out and play. It's a very good message, by the way.
Well, thank you. And like we were, like we've been brainstorming, I mean, like the ideal would be to formulate a dog retreat for humans
yes.
and dogs.
Yeah.
So it's allowing the dogs to
to play and interact, and then teaching the owners all about, you know, dog behavior and what to look for, and to show them exactly what the dogs are doing and how they're communicating and what to do. And, you know, it's just, it would be a beautiful connection, you know, and dogs, yeah. dogs have a sixth sense. They know exactly what's going on way before we know. So, you know, they pick up on our energy, and, but, you know, dogs are so much like a dog's mind and a child's mind, or a dog's mind is more like a child's mind, because their attention span is a little bit shorter. So, so we can't work with them for a long period of time. But a dog's mind is like a child's mind in regards to, if they know they can get away with something, they're going to push you for everything that they can, no matter what. but they also do have certain conditions that humans do have: obsessive compulsive disorders, anxiety. You know, so I mean, like, you know, they're more, our psychology are more connected than we know, which is absolutely amazing.
Give out your website and give out how people could be in touch with you, because we're going to actually get some dates and you guys can get involved. We're going to reach out to some local regional things that are happening in Florida. But it's funny, of course, I was thinking, sure, you got to do your thing in Kauai at some point. I mean, gee, how could you not?
Yeah.
Love it. All right. Well, you guys got to talk. We got to talk about
and dog retreat. Yeah. That's
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm
so
totally psyched about
website,
this.
Please check out my website, which is smartpawsdogtraining.com. Smartpawsdogtraining.com.
And what was I going to say? Thank you. I know Sherry's here to help. Sherry's going to be our keynote speaker when we go. I'm going to assert this. This is something has. I feel we're going to have an event at Dog Mountain. It's going to come to passage, and Dog Mountain is one of the most unique places in the world. It's on a beautiful mountain in the It's way up in Vermont. It's absolutely gorgeous. Northeast Kingdom. No, it is a kingdom. It's a kingdom of mounds and wonder and trees and. I talked to a woman who went there. She said it transformed her body. She just went every day and walked her dog. And she said it lifted like a lifetime's worth of illness. So, okay. So we got this. You know, I want to say one other thing that's sort of interesting about dogs. That's very distinct about dogs. So Dr. Claire Weeks, one of the most brilliant people on the planet, she's passed away. She wrote a book called Hope and Help for Your Nerves. She helped people around the world with anxiety disorders. And one of her big things was, is you need to kind of let time pass, flow, and really be in life. You know, or become desensitized. Dogs' contribution to people is they actually teach humans how to let time pass, flow, and be in the moment, and regulate their breath regulation. In the cardiologist's book called The Oxygen Breakthrough, he didn't know how to help people with hypertension. It's a big dilemma. Matter of fact, I was talking to Dr. Sherry Rogers yesterday about the hypertension hoax, the medications and how poisonous they are. We had an amazing conversation. So dogs, I'm sorry. So with the cardiologist did, he took people bird watching. You know, it regulates your blood pressure like nothing else. But you see, it's the same thing when you get in nature, you get around dogs. So there's this profound medicine, and I love what you're doing, Sherry, in the sense you're helping this misunderstanding. And the misunderstanding is right. When people make dogs not dogs, they block the medicine, but it drives the dog crazy. How could it not? How could it not? Because the dog, when you said, the dogs remind each other, it reminded me of Deepak Chopra when he said to me, he said, you know, Glenn, he goes, people grow old and die because they see other people grow old and die. But the contrast is we could also grow young and aware together. Like people do not stiffen up and bend over because of age. That's habituated fear. So the dog comes in, and with the wonder of their movement and breath, we get have a new life. So when I adopt, Sherry has recommended two dogs to me now. So I'm either going to adopt, and then we're going to share this process on the air. It looks like 100%, unless Sherry calls me Tuesday morning and says something different, it looks like it's going to be a Leon burger. A Leon burger are a great thing. Now, the Leon burger, I was at my friend's house, Tom Monty. Tom's probably written more books. By the way, I recommend his new book so wholeheartedly. It's called Unexpected Cures, Unexpected Healing. Just came out. And it's the story of 10 people who had these healings that no one thought they would. Beyond the doctors, beyond one of the neighbors, whatever. We got to go beyond the common mind to experience the remarkable. And the remarkable, we have access to other medicines. So, Sherry, I want to say something about, so I was at Tom Monty's house, who wrote Unexpected Healings, and his wife looks at me when I'm sitting there, she goes, Glenn, she goes, you got to get a Leon burger. I never heard of a Leon burger. Never knew what it was. I'm in the woods, and I swear to you, I see these dogs, they come jumping off this hill, and they look like huge lions. They got this mane, but then when I saw them, I never felt such a sense of peace. So the first thing you know, I looked up a Leon burger, and it said this little boy is laying in his hospital bed. He's refusing to do therapy. He just wants to cry and take pain medications. The Leon burger walks in the room, and with all the occupational therapists and respiratory therapists and physical therapists and doctors couldn't do and nurses, the Leon burger immediately has him moving his arm. He's moving his body so the boy could put his arm. And Tony Monty said to me, she says, yeah, she goes, this is the dog for you. So the Leon burger is a giant dog. It's known as a companion dog. I've met several. And this way, when you're around them, you feel like you're around the most gentle, wonderful lion you've ever been around. And so I said to Sherry, I said, what do you think? And you recommended that dog as the mascot for Vibrant Dogs. And then we talked about, what's the distinction in your mind, Sherry? Because a lot of people right now, as we're talking, exploring, and suggesting a path of action, are going to get a dog. They're going to adopt or buy a dog. What would you recommend as a dog mystic? What's your recommendations about getting a dog?
Well, it's very funny because you called me like 8 months ago. We've been on this journey for 8 months, which is been fabulous. But right from the start, you were asking me, well, what kind of dog should I get? And what do you think? But it's not about me. You, right. Like you, the person has to make that connection with the dog. So I, as a dog trainer, cannot tell you what kind of dog is the right dog for you. As we've gotten to know each other, then now I can say, all right, well, you know, definitely the first Leon burger would be like an amazing mascot for Vibrant Dogs. But I also recommended the Great Dane because of, you know, the playfulness of the Great Dane will go with your personality as well because you're playful and But I mean, like, you know, I can't say what kind of dog is the right dog for the person. My suggestion is go yes. Adopt instead of buy, because there's so many dogs that need a good home and.
All right, we're going to give out Sherry's. We're going to give out the dog mystics.
Aloha, you guys.
Oh, just I love you. Thank you, Janet. Aloha.
Yeah.
Aloha.
Thank you. Bye.
Aloha. Stay with us. More
aloha.
Vibrant Dogs. Sherry Marquez and Lisa LaRose in a moment. I'm Glenn Brooks.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network, and we produce many, many shows. Upcoming, we have a new show. We have several new shows, including one with Eric Morris, one of the world's, I feel, one of the world's most renowned acting teachers. And we're going to talk about really how to wake up your inner creativity, be the actor you always didn't even know you could be. And like the title of his, one of his books, please, no more acting, please. No more acting, please. You don't need to act to be an actor. You need to be genuine and find that wonder of character and expression. You're gonna be blown away by this guy. He's gonna do this format, and as we do the format, I'm gonna make a film. Dr. Gail is gonna be with us. Who's Bennett? Who's out of this world? I mean, I'm so excited to share some of the ceremony and some things we did yesterday for 3 hours. So you can be in ceremony, and Vibrant Dogs is all about that. So part of we have Sherry Marquez, Smart Dogs, Smart Paws. I always want to say dogs because dogs are smart. They're wonderfully smart, right? If we're not suppressing them or getting, you know, dressing them up as mannequins, they're great. Lisa LaRose, I think Lisa's an honorary contributor because she's got like 15 dogs. So, you know. So here's the thing. So when I spoke to Sherry about what kind of dog, I actually had my heart set on a Leonberger. I had an amazing meeting with a policewoman in New York City who wanted to get me a Great Dane. So my entrance to this was her. And she told me she would personally find me a Great Dane. And I wanted to share the story of how that was. And in the meantime, I would talk to people around Great Danes. And so I guess what attracted, this is sort of funny, my first unofficial introduction to the Great Dane world was I was at Look Park with my daughter. My daughter was 3, Leisha. And Leisha's just, I call Leisha my heart chakra on wheels. I was with Leisha at the park, and this beautiful Great Dane was running and playing. And basically, he spun around and knocked down Leisha. And my son, he's an impersonationalist. He impersonates people incredibly. And he does Leisha saying, Great Danes are bastards. Like, Great Danes. He does Leisha's voice saying, like, I don't like Great Danes because they knock me down. And so it was hilarious to me. And so I sort of got really interested, by the way. I read a book called Kinship with All Life. If you haven't read Kinship with All Life, it's a story of a dog trainer whose dog teaches him to be telepathic with all animals. It's one of the most spiritual, profound books you'll ever read. And the dog teaches him how to communicate with termites, horse. Because the dog understands the flow of life, and the trainer understands that the dog is living in the flow of life. Joel Goldsmith endorses the book, one of the most profound mystical Christian teachers ever, amazing. Eckhart Tolle says that without Goldsmith, he wouldn't be where he is. So dogs carry the consciousness of life. They carry that. And it's a question, like, that's why I love calling Sherry the dog mystic, because once you really understand they carry the consciousness of life, then you don't want to suppress the dog and have them be something else. You know, here's the thing. We can only live in two states at any given moment, our counterfeit state and our authentic state. So Vibrant Dogs is about you and the dog becoming authentic, more in the flow of life, the Tao, and more of that vibrancy comes out. And we're also going to cover diet again, because I want to track down this guy that Leisha told me about, who has, actually, he lives with 35, I believe he's older, lives with 60 dogs, 35 live in his bedroom, and his wife. He's developed a dog that he's claiming, he was on Ellen, has the dog living twice as long. So he's saying his Great Danes are living into 20 years, or right around 20 years. I think their regular lifespan is between 7 and 10 years. So we're going to explore this thing about Vibrant Dogs. We're going to have, this retreat, by the way, Sherry, I was just thinking about Kauai. People flying to Kauai to meet you, I think you might get a worldwide audience. I think we'd have a one-of-a-kind thing to having a vibrant dog with you. Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be beautiful.
We got to get you on. There's a station in Kauai that we're going to get you on. I know that Janet listens to it, but it's a community station. But I just love this idea of people traveling, because I like the idea that people are dedicating for their dog and their family to come see you and to have the dog, to get in touch with the vibrant soul of the dog. I mean, that's sort of what I'm excited about. And then to talk about you, what you got into last week, by the way, was absolutely fascinating. The dogs, you know, like people, they have different sensitivities based on this, their coloring, their attributes. So this idea of one dog food fits all is a misnomer. And even the fancy dancy super organic foods you were claiming had challenges.
Yes. They're, you know, just every dog's digestion is different. So we just don't know. It's trial and error to see exactly what's going to work. But real quick, just to get back on like choosing a dog. More
yes.
or less, the dog chooses you. So, you know, there has to be that connection, that eye to eye connection, where the dog is just like, choose me, you know. So, like, as a dog trainer, I can't say what breed is the best, you know, because you're not like you have to have that connection, but also research the breed to know if it's a good fit for your family. If like, you know, for example, if the family is so calm and relaxed and so moving and, you know, just take things nice and slow, then you don't want a Jack Russell, because they're extremely hyper and they're nonstop and they just want to play. Or so the energy levels, that's just one example. But I mean, like, you know, an energy level of a Jack Russell can be too much to handle for a relaxed family. And then they want to get rid of the dog because of the natural energy of the dog, which is not fair.
Right.
I think also, Sherry, you know, it's the size of your space. Do you have a yard? You know, how much exercise do you like? You know, a lot of people, I have a lot of small Chihuahuas, and people think because they're small dogs, they don't need a lot of exercise. Well, that's completely false. And,
right.
You know, they're not meant to be lap dogs. You know, you'd be better off with, you know, a greyhound that is more, you know, more of a dog that likes to lounge and to relax. And so I'm really glad that you're bringing that up, because it is important to read about the characteristics and consider the space and not set yourself up for failure, you know. So much so. And
thank
I really
you.
Appreciate you also bringing up the fact that there's so many rescue dogs available for rescue in the shelter system that are purebreds, and you can search by breed specific through the different rescue organizations that do pull from the kill shelters, so that these dogs
there's,
have a chance.
So many amazing dogs that need to be rescued. So many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's... Well, and I would like to extend to you. I know, you know, Hawaii is a lot of fun, but I'd love for you to do an East Coast tour and come up.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lisa. I got a little exuberant.
Massachusetts and Vermont. And I know that when, you know, I've learned more about really big passion on the East Coast for dogs. So I think you're on the right part of the country, but I'll join you in
Absolutely.
Hawaii if you do end up going.
Oh, yeah, I love, obviously I want you to come to Hawaii. And also, Lisa, I know that you have, I mean, yeah, no, I guess I see our East Coast coming to Vermont, and I think we could probably bring it to, you know, actually, God, I just think New York would be, I mean, I think what Sherry's doing is, I just see it, it's, oh my God, like a 7-day retreat. There's so many people that they want to invest in their dog, they don't know, as an example, that it takes 7 days to re-educate the nervous system. To have your dog be this wondrous companion and healer in your home and bring the medicine, It's such a wonderful investment, Sherry. Plus, people could, they could write you and call you and tell you specifically what they want to have happen on the retreat. Like, it's an educational, devotional process. I mean, so, you know, and here's the thing. People buy all these dogs, and they have very little education or experience how to really tune into the dog. Then they get upset. Then they want to get rid of the dog. That's not cool.
Right, definitely.
You know.
No, and we want the feedback. We want the feedback of, like, what would be interesting to
We're going to design this. We're going to set dates. Give out your website again. We're going to set dates. And what I suggest is for the article in Om Times Magazine in our August issue in the Vibrant Living section, Sherry is going to write an article that's going to blow you guys away. And I was just thinking maybe that article should be on your dog, how your dog chooses you. Or maybe a dog retreat for the whole family. Something. We're gonna give you something, and that's gonna be a regular series in Om Times Magazine on Vibrant Dogs with Sherry Marquez, dog mystic, who originally wasn't from Earth. She was from another planet, only with dogs, and then came here on a Vibrant Dog ship. And I'm so happy she's with us. Unlike other human
thank
beings,
you.
Sometimes that don't thank get.
You
yeah,
so
thank
much.
You.
So
thanks
excited.
For coming.
SmartPawsDogTraining.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that'll be amazing.
I know. It's I need to go visit Diamond today, the pit bull. I haven't seen him in a while. He actually got hit by a car, and he's you know, this dog has the best fear. No matter what happens, whatever happens, this dog seems to care that you're doing well. Like, you know, the dog says, oh, I got hit by a car, I'm really bumming out, my leg hurts. No. He comes right over, like he's so, you're like the center of his universe. You know, it's like, so I was telling Sherry last night, Lisa, that I looked at this video, and it's kind of reminds me when I was, something really awful happened to me when I was 7 years old, and no one ever said anything to me my whole life that was prejudiced and vicious that I remember. I don't remember someone saying it. They probably did. But we used to collect bottles and cans and to make money. And I had this, I grew up in a very Jewish little town called Kew Gardens. My Jewish friend, she calls it Jew Gardens, which I think is a funny new name. Instead of Kew Gardens, Jew Gardens. So I'm in New Jersey for the first time in my life. I'm in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And we're collecting bottles and cans. And Steve's mother says, I don't want you doing bottles and cans. And I never heard this before. I said, and I was like, why not? She goes, well, it might be a black person that might have drank from that can or bottle. And I thought to myself, there's something really wrong with this. I felt it in my spirit, though. It was like, something's off. So it's sort of similar. I went to this website last night, not a website, a video, and it said the 10 dangerous breeds. I talked to Sherry about this morning, Lisa. The 10 dangerous breeds that will turn on you and maybe kill you. And I thought, this is a disgrace. This is forwarding. This is going to get more dogs put to sleep, and it's not the direction. Our education here on Vibrant Dogs is from an inside out. You educate, you reinforce the health that's in the dog. This idea that Dobermans are inherently vicious killers. They actually had German Shepherds on the list and boxers. So I couldn't believe it. I thought to myself, it's a disservice. I wish there could be regulations. This is one of our missions, to educate you guys. So we could perpetuate what's real about dogs, not nonsense and prejudice and hatred. Sherry?
Yes.
Do you encounter this? Do you encounter dog prejudice? Do people regularly say this breed, this thing?
Well, I mean, the highest dog prejudice is the pit bulls.
Right.
Oh my gosh, it's a pit bull. Pit bulls are absolutely amazing. They're beautiful dogs, and you know, it's the people that are giving them the bad rep and the giving them the stereotype of they're killers and vicious dogs. No, they're extremely strong, and they need activity and socializing and just so much love. If you give them so much love, then they'll give you so much love back. So it's not fair.
Well,
it's totally
Lisa,
unfair.
Lisa, you practice this.
Discriminate.
You have a dog,
the breed.
Uh-huh. Okay, forget about the breed. Focus on the dog and what you can do to bring the dog more alive and more healthy.
Yes,
and I think,
exactly.
Sherry, that's a great metaphor for exactly what we're talking about today with dog medicine. All they want is to be loved, and that's all really anybody wants is just to be loved.
Yes.
So I appreciate
it. Be loved and give much love
so
back.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you, and I appreciate being here, and I appreciate expanding on Vibrant Dogs. I'm excited.
I'm excited about the retreats. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there with my dog, and I'm looking forward to meet all you guys. And again, look at OM Times Magazine, August issue, Vibrant Living section, Vibrant Dogs, Sherry Marquez. And we will be announcing the locations. I'm thinking we'll probably start in Vermont. I couldn't help but get inspired, Sherry, to mention Kauai, because I thought there's going to be people that want to have a full family vacation. Thank you both deeply. With
their
dogs. Thank you. I like that. With their dogs.
Yeah,
I think she's Sherry with a sign in the airport saying that. With their dogs. Your life's precious.
Yes.
Enjoy. Your dog's life is precious. Enjoy that dog. Don't be prejudiced. The dog essence is our essence.
The retreat is going to be doing yoga with your dog. Dog yoga.
Dodo. Dog yoga. Doga. All right,
dog yoga.
Thank you, guys. You have that wisdom and beauty in you. Go share it. Give it to someone else and you'll feel it more. All you give yourself. Thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Brooks. Your life is precious. And I deeply appreciate Lisa, Jen, and all the wonderful people that transformed my life. Thank you, guys.